It's time for Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples, where we will have open dialogue with our youth on issues of personal, family, and more.
It's Breaking Chains
with the youth on YAT Radio.
Your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right? You told me
we're supposed to slack
like
up,
this, man. But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get
it. Go harder. We on our
mind. Don't waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was off the streets and the boy was through thugging. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God will make your boy wanna
hoopstead.
Granny told me that the Lord will meet me
hoopstead.
He's still working on me, granny.
Yeah.
I told a homie we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me die, Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in if it mean no sleep. I'm on my mind.
Don't waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he's seeing me, I go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, just the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jacob told me, gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
Don't waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm going. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Better leave the hood alone, man. Don't let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks.
Selling
by the blood and he's coming back. They by the streetlight, holding on the heat tight. Set tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Cause by far death and jail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GG, Crip Clicks and the West Side Blood. Even hard head jeans, you just see God's love. When them choppers go back, after that, it's a judge. Come on,
mind. Don't waste your time. Our soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours, and I'm gonna do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples on YAT Radio.
just having hard times. Living in a world so cold, like dealt them cards now. People trying hard not to fold, pressure they heart now. Feels like they about to explode while feeling down. They asking, is this the life that I chose? It seems so unfair. Man, we just trying to survive, but it's like no one cares. We living life just to die, and when I come, share that Jesus cares about your life. Their heart is hard, they disbelieving. They feel with too much pride to cry, Lord, I surrender my all, or cry, Lord, will you answer my call? Cause this life is not easy, God, why I gotta be me? It's hard for me to trust, cause when I do, somebody leaves me. See, life without Christ is not life, it's daydreaming.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall ounces. Trying to figure out why this the way the ball bounces. Say he should smile. His mug's mean cause life is. He wants that good life. A Cadillac truck with nice wheels. And the culture say to get it, live like the thugs live. A hustler's ambition. Since the day he was born, I wished it was different. Is this place really the norm? So when I go witness, God's forgiveness seems foreign. His heart is dark. He disagrees and he's filled with too much scorn to cry, Lord, will you take me as I am or cry, Lord, can you make me a new man? It's so greasy, God, why it's gotta be me? Why can't I be that dude I saw rapping on the TV? Questioned by some who's blind to the grace that's free. Day in, day out,
I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces. Today. And a lot of these folks just might miss it, caught up in their worldly ways, not knowing they could change in an instant. It just takes faith to get in this, but it's been replaced by religion. So cats remain blind, thinking that their works just might save them, and some just stay high, thinking there's no way you would take them, saying it's a hard life, complaining when I go witness, and I ask them what if God did it so he could get the retention. So you cry, Lord, I confess and believe, or cry, Lord, I see it's you that I need, but change is so hard. Life is mean in these streets, and it seems there's no God. But see, since Adam and Eve, mankind is so lost, confused on a path they should walk and so.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Out there, trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces.
It's Breaking Chains with Rotten Apple right here on Friday night. We got our young people in the house tonight, and yeah, we're doing something a little different, y'all. Get that mic, push that red button that's blinking, and let's go live on the radio. All right, let's introduce ourselves. That young man sitting in front of that mic, go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Jordan.
And, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. I got nothing. Next, pass the mic around. Problems that young people are dealing with today. I don't care who answers first. Let's just have an open dialogue and just get this going. I need to know some of the issues that young people are dealing with. And, you know, let's just put it out on the table today. A lot of domestic violence is going on. A lot of different things are going on in our communities. And I just really want to see how y'all feel about it and where y'all stand on it. Just put the mics in front of you. Go ahead.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. So what's with the peer pressure? What are you when you say peer pressure, what is the problem with peer pressure?
A lot of teenagers these days are being pressured into wanting to fit in and doing things that they don't normally do.
So does everybody feel the same about that with the peer pressure?
Yeah.
So how can we kind of deal with that? What do we need to do about the peer pressure? Because that's going to be our first topic. Peer pressure. Do to get through peer pressure. Because peer pressure, when I was growing up, peer pressure was like forcing you, making you feel a certain way because you're not doing it, forcing you to do it, or trying to make you feel awkward for doing it, something like that.
Basically, just keeping God first and standpoint you believe in, that makes a big difference. And just be your own person. Be yourself. You ain't got to follow nobody.
I feel like to help with peer pressure, I feel like us as teens, certain teens need to be leaders. If people see us, you know, rejecting or turning down what we're not supposed to be doing, what we know we're not comfortable with, other people would be like, well, she turned it down so I can do it. I mean, everybody doesn't have to follow the crowd. Somebody can be the first to say no. And it'll just start a chain reaction after that.
So one thing you can do is just follow your heart, do what speaks right, and if you don't know what is right, speak about counseling, the help of a minister, anyone that you believe that you seek out as a leader and someone who can help with whatever may or may not be right.
Next, if I get quiet, it's open discussion. I like open discussion. We having those that are listening, we having technical difficulties tonight, and I'm going to blame that on Satan. I ain't going to blame that on the individual person. I think that this is our first youth show. We've been on the air for 8 years. We tried a youth show a while back, and we couldn't get the youth to participate because I'll say the parents wouldn't participate. So y'all are like first show. So congratulations. Thank you very much. You know, thank you. You broke some chains tonight just by being here. Let's continue with the peer pressure. Everybody's in here, mostly teenagers, correct, in school. And why is it that our young people seem to be so depressed? Is that peer pressure too? Because this person acts a certain way, so you need to act that same way too. Because I'm going to be honest here. I like to be blunt and honest. When I look around the room right now, why do y'all look like, you know, would you rather be somewhere else, or is there something on you so heavy that you're not happy about living? You know, I have to ask that question because I'm looking at your faces, and especially this face right here. You see, that's what I want to see. I want to see smiles. You said it's your natural face. It is. You just feel like you're frowning. You okay? You're not frowning at me, are you? Not mad, are you? Okay.
Huh? You should go to bed early.
So listen, how do we fight peer pressure? How do we deal with that? I really want to know how do we deal with it, because how I dealt with it then was totally different than the way. Because it's worse now. You know, y'all are like not even half my age. So, you know.
Honestly, I don't deal with peer pressure. That's one of the reasons why you notice a lot of young people are depressed these days, because peer pressure doesn't start with your peers. It starts with yourself. Because if people are doing stuff and you feel the need to be accepted, then that's a problem that you have with yourself, your own self-identity. You're having an identity crisis. Because if you know who you are and you know who you're supposed to be, then you wouldn't feel the need to be accepted by anyone else. So when other people doing stuff that you wouldn't normally do or something that you know you shouldn't do, you wouldn't put yourself in a predicament to do it if you know who you are. If other people don't like you, that really wouldn't matter to you, because I feel that everyone has a group in which they belong. If you belong with the smart kids, then you'll be with the smart kids. You're not going to go around walking around acting dumb if you know who you are. It's just identity crisis that a lot of people don't know how to deal with.
I like that.
So this is what I want you to do. I want you to grab this and hold this and just hold it upside down. And when you get ready to say something, I'm gonna walk around here, because it's going to be better to do it this way until we get these technical difficulties. Yes, sir, Deacon Brown.
Hey, Robert. How's everybody doing?
I have a question based off what you said, young lady. So who are you then?
Generally, when you say you have to know who you are you?
I mean, it actually, depending on the individual, sometimes people don't figure out who they are. They have to experience certain things that, you know, will lead them in the right direction. So that's probably one of the main reasons people have identity crisis, anyways, because they don't know who they are.
That leads me to this. You're Christian, right? Okay. Can I assert to you or suggest to you that your identity is not defined by yourself, defined by who you are in Christ? So that changes the whole game. You're not defined by what you see on TV. You're not defined by who your friends say you are. You're not defined by, or you will be succumb give in to too much peer pressure, because all of us old folks like me we give in to peer pressure. Yes, you are. But find out the Bible and what Jesus says you are, and that's who you are as a Christian. That's who.
So here's something. So see, this to me, we've always had to in counseling. I like to do this right here, and that's what counsel's sitting here. I like to get to the root of the problem. You know what I'm saying? There are issues on the surface, but what is the root of the problem? And I can honestly say, because that self-identity is something you brought up, and that's good, because our self-identity and our self-worth has been kind of traumatized through our ancestors, okay? Because when you really look at it, a lot of history teaches us simply about what? That we come out of slavery. But that's not where we come from. You understand what I'm saying? We are not initially come from slavery. We initially come and born of kings and queens, not only in the physical realm of things, but what Deacon was talking about in the spiritual realm of things, because we're children of God. So that's high priesthood. That's royalty. So we are definitely involved in that in the spiritual realm. But even in our physical DNA, we come from kings and queens.
So that's why our history went to a to the left, so to say, when they put us in slavery, because they wanted to kind of deteriorate our brains and take our identity and our self-worth from us. In actuality, they did do that. But see, your generation needs to be the one to help even us, as Deke say, us older folks. We ain't old, we just older than you. And I'm gonna clear that up a little bit. we really rely on you to kind of get things and take it back, because you're that generation that has to kind of pick up the torch and run with it. You know, I'm not talking about the 25 to 30 year old. I'm talking about the 12 to 25 year old, which is your demographic. You're the ones that have to kind of be ready for that. So what are you worth? Who are you? Do you know who you are? Who are you, young man? I don't want to hear your name, and you told us all that. But how do you feel about yourself, inner? You know what I'm saying?
Be a little bit more specific.
Let me ask you like this then. What are you planning on doing with your future? And then I'll finish that question.
As in future, you mean as in like 5 years down the line?
You can put that time limit on.
Let's see, 5 years down the line, I do write music, so I plan on being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So I plan on being successful in that and taking care of my family.
Okay.
But in order to do that, I got to get myself right with God first, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be the one to lead me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it without him.
That's
so with that being said, who am I? I'm not going to say I really don't know yet, but it's in the process. So I really can't answer that.
That's good. Listen, you got the first answer already correct, because you say you got to lean on God first. So if you got that down pat, everything else will flow. Because the scripture does say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. So all of your future dreams are going to come to you just because you're seeking God first. How about that? Listen, we got to take a break. I'm going to get my young people here to do some things here, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Young Adults Talk with the Rotten Apples right here on YAT Radio. Hang on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples on YAT Radio.
They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let them hearts flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this. It's God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy, and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on and on. Should die before too long. Put me on my shield and carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready for war.
You're listening to YAT Radio, Breaking Chains. Want to say good evening to everyone. And if you listen to me, put your phones on mute until it's time to talk. Everybody mute your phones. Everybody mute your phones.
Everybody mute. Everybody mute until I do this, and you go ahead and talk. Mute, mute, mute. Now everybody's muted. Now I don't hear myself talking back to myself. Okay. We got technical difficulties tonight, y'all, and y'all keep praying for us out there. These young people are here breaking chains. They came in to do the right thing, and we're defeating Satan up in here tonight, so it's all good. So welcome back, and this is our new show. It's called The Rotten Apples. The reason why it's called The Rotten Apples is because we all are the apple of God's eye, and we like to welcome all of our young people. We have live in the studio tonight. I got a big group in here tonight, y'all. That's my first group like this. This is our first live show. We've been doing our shows via telephone. So let's get back to our self-identity, and let's talk about this, our identity. Have you all learned and been taught about your true history and your true identity? Has anyone been teaching you that? And I want you to answer that for me. Has any? No, this young lady right here, yeah, looking back at him. I'm going to get to him. So who's been teaching you about your true identity and your true worth?
Actually, my mom is quite big on that. So in my household, it's a necessity for me to know. Like, I don't have a choice. Even if I don't want to know, she makes sure I know everything about where I come from, you know, well, where my ancestors come from, you know, what they were born into, you know, just generations of things.
So how do you feel about that? About your true identity and your true worth?
I don't like it.
Why?
Because it's the fact that, I'm going to say my ancestors, they were broken down so bad that I feel like in some way it still exists. Like, I know now and today it's not that important because it's gone, but, you know.
And you're talking about slavery?
Yes.
So let's talk about, let's go before that. So you know that that just happens that way, that that's not your true identity, though.
Yes.
Okay. So we just, our ancestors were put into something that was not by choice. But don't let nobody tell you that you're a slave, that you're a queen, that you are a queen. That's who you are. And he's a king. So we're kings, you're queens. So, and that's the identity that they tried to take from us. And that's how the slavery came into play. Because when you really look around, think about it. You learn about what we did as a people during what, the month of February, the shortest month of the year, 28 days. You get to find out what black people did in this country, in this world, right? So one thing about it is that we actually, you know, invented almost everything that you see. We built this country. We carried the weight of this country on our backs. We built it, blood, sweat, and tears. And to this day, we still carry the weight of this country on our back because we as a people spend trillions of dollars a year. So we take all of that money and bring it to the black community. We could have our own country if you really thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Do some research one night and just see how much money that we spend on Jordans, how much money we spend on nice rims and shoes and clothes and cars, these cell phones. We got to have the newest thing coming out. We got to be on the top fad. And if we're not into the, you know what I'm saying, we're not in the cliques. We got to have this so-called money. We got to be hanging out with the D-boys. We got to dress a certain way, look a certain way. We got to spend all our money going to buy hair. You know what I'm saying? When we got the best hair, we got to play all the bling. We got to do all these things, and all that money is leaving your house, my house, your community, your neighborhood, and ain't none of it coming back. And they still call you out your name and treat you like a slave. So how you feel about that? Me personally, I've always been angry about it. But you know what I'm saying? The scripture tells me it's okay to get angry and to be mad, but don't act out in it. You don't sin. I can be mad. It's all right to talk like this and be mad. But what am I going to do about it? I can't shoot nobody. I can't go out and sling no bowls. These bowls right here, you know, I don't know. You know. So I can't get out there and do that. For number one, I'd be a fool to do it. It's too crazy out here. But for number two, the best way, you know, the best way that I can accomplish my goal in this is to do what I'm doing with y'all right now, sitting down, breaking some chains, talking about it. So I could talk all night, but this is not for me. This is for you. I want y'all to open up and tell us, because you see, we got adults in here too. We want to hear, and don't worry about your parents being here. Don't worry about us being here like that. We here to help you out. Yeah, we see them over there. I can shut the blind now. You know, I can shut the door on them, you know. But listen, I want to know what it is that we can do to help you. And whoever answers first is okay with me. But what can we do?
So what we can do is we can kind of like spread this topic with other children, because most children don't know that's not where they come from. They think, oh, their ancestors were slaves. Obviously, we slaves, but that's not true. Even though slavery, human trafficking and slavery is still happening today, that's not what we are made of. That's not us, we kings and queens. And most children don't know that. So I think, yes, that should be, like, endorsed. I know that is kind of not able to be endorsed in schools because they don't allow it in schools, but I think it should be allowed. But it's not, because most people are of different religions. But I just think that should be endorsed, and people should know what their real ancestry is. They shouldn't just know, oh, black people were enslaved, and that they should know that they come from, their history goes way back, way before that. And that, I feel like just all children should know that baseline general.
Everybody sit back. Ray Bell, everybody listening to you. You want to take over the show tonight? I will sit back and listen too. So how do y'all feel about what she's saying? So the next thing I want to ask is, like, what's next on the agenda? How do we, because, listen, I know that y'all have been categorized as, what do they call them, endangered species? Is that what it is? Yeah, but they say that, yeah. Look, listen, I ain't ashamed to tell you my age. I'm 49 years old, and I've been called an endangered species. I was told I wasn't going to make it just to get this age, but I was going to be dead with 18. So, you know, we was out when crack cocaine first hit the neighborhood. Back in 1985, 86, when crack hit the streets. When crack hit the streets, crack hit the streets intentionally. It was a reason for crack to hit the streets, because they wanted me to kill him and him to kill me over this crack cocaine. Okay, so a lot of that did take place. A lot of murder took place because of crack cocaine. Now, see, that's the main agenda. They've been trying to eliminate you brown color folks, black folks, for a long time. However color you want to call your skin, you next, Josh. Listen, we've been pitted against each other since slavery days. They had the light-skinned brother, the dark-skinned brother, the light-skinned sister, the dark-skinned sister, the house person, and the field person. I had to catch myself on that one. I got young people in the house, So we've been pitted against each other the whole time. So the reason why we light, some dark, is because of the slave master coming in and taking somebody, mama, out the house and raping her and killing the husband. And a lot of that still exists today, but they sit back and they watch us kill ourselves and take ourselves out and treat ourselves like, listen, anybody, I'm going to ask this question. I want to see it. Anybody ever been affiliated with any of the gangs? Anybody know any gang members? Put your hand up if you do. Well, yeah. Ain't no real. Okay. I like your answer. But you know what I'm saying, though, right? Anybody ever been affiliated or know any gang members? Or I'm going to say wannabe gang members or baby gangsters. See, everybody here know, oh, yeah, I know some wannabe. Okay. So what makes them perpetrators? What makes them wannabes? How do you know that they're not real gang members? What determines what is a real gang member? What determines that? Go ahead.
Well, originally, gangs were formed for people to stick together. You know what I'm saying? That was the original. That's why it really started. So they took it and flipped it and made gangs actually go against each other. You know what I'm saying? But at the beginning, it was really made to help, like, black people help each other go against, like, the man, you know, the police.
Right.
Yes, police. But it just, as time went by, things just fall apart. And you know how that goes.
So how'd you find that out?
Research.
You researched that?
I do a lot of research on it. A lot of documentaries.
Okay.
Because I actually, like, I know somebody who was in a gang, you know what I'm saying? So I was just curious, like, why was they in the gang, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made them do it? And it's just, you feel me, like, they was being a follower, but they don't really know the history behind
right.
the gang. You know what I'm saying? They just do it just because if it's not music, it's just stuff they see on TV, and that really deteriorates people's mind. You know what I'm
okay. Okay, I like that. I like that. Keep doing that research. Josh.
I just want to say this stereotype that's black and white people, but if you see, they say it's like black people as thieves and people who sell drugs. But you see now that black people get blamed for stuff that white people do. So when we get blamed, we go to jail, but they don't. So basically, they stereotype us as people who just get blamed for everything that happens in the world. But when you start to realize that we don't do stuff, they stereotype us as underdogs and make white people superior people. And it all started from slavery. But actually, I found out that black people make up fictions of this world. So we're really not underdogs. Because during slavery, we could have just jumped all white people. And then they had to be scared because they thought since all they had was guns and they didn't have any weapons, they were too scared to do anything.
All right. I like that. Yeah, hold on a second. Deacon Brown.
And when you go back to our history, you'll find out that there were a lot of revolts. But one of us told, and that's how they found out how to squash it.
That's right.
Somebody of our own color.
When and told. And it's still happening today.
It's still happening today.
Yeah. Still happening today. Ray Bell.
So one comment on what Joshua said is that everything he said was really true, and they still stereotype us like that today, and they don't think about how half of the stuff they use today in their households and stuff that they use to keep them safe, like the lights that come on to tell you when to go and when to stop, and like potato chips that you eat as snacks almost every day of your life probably. And there's like the iron you use to iron your clothes when you go to school or work or wherever you're going. They don't realize that. Without us black people, they wouldn't have the majority of the stuff they have. And they don't realize that black people are smart, intelligent people. They're great engineers, biomedical engineers, doctors, teachers, pastors, all of that. They don't realize that. But that's what's happening deep down today in society. That's what's happening in our neighborhood. People are inspired, young engineers, young teachers, young doctors. And me, myself, I am a young engineer. I participate in TSA, and I help others. I engineer, I do public speaking, and I enjoy that. And my inspiration is many black people who have the courage to build these things and have the courage to say, I want to do this, and I want to be great. And said, I want to be a multimillionaire for this stuff that I'm doing. you don't realize that these black people, they just give you everything you need and the stuff that you have today in your everyday life. And that's something that people have to realize, especially like all children, because they don't realize, especially black children, they think that they're not going to be, most children that I know think that they're not going to be anything, but they can learn. Some schools are trying to help them become what they want to be.
That was Dr. Ray Bell. So, she makes valid points, and you know, y'all are making some valid points, and I enjoy this because you know, history is being made tonight simply because you know you don't have a lot of. Listen, there are not a lot of arenas for y'all to kind of sit down and have these conversations, huh? And really, besides at home with your parents or something like that, you don't have these conversations at school. There's no way you're going to sit here in school and talk about your black history. They ain't even gave you no book on your black history, you know? And listen, y'all in school nine, I ain't never seen a book just on black history. You know, I see some papers that come out every February, but, you know, that's our time. February is your only time. You're supposed to celebrate being black just one time a year for 28 days. 365 point days, you need to be black. So go ahead.
Well, I agree with what was being said, but to a certain extent. Like when she said that people don't realize what we've done in the community, or that we're actually smart. I disagree with that question.
Okay.
I feel like they realize it more than we acknowledge it.
Come on.
They know what we're made of. They know what we're capable of. That's why they try to keep us down, because to them, we're the minority. They're the majority. So if we actually realize what we're made of, like they know what we're made of, then it'll be easier for us to overcome and take over and do what we've been doing all this time and actually being recognized for it. So they try to, like, break us down, take away our mind, make us feel like we're less than ourselves, because they don't want us to be powerful anymore. And, again, that's where self-identity crisis come in at, because people try to make you feel like you're not who you are.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Yes, indeed. And it's something because just last week, I think it was last week, wasn't it, Reverend Kennedy, we had the show, and Nicole made a statement on the air that they know more about us than we know about ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. So, see, you know, we over the slavery thing. Listen, that's nothing you should forget. That's something you should use to make you stronger. To know that, guess what, you can't take me back there. I'm too intelligent to go back there. I know who I am, and I know whose I am to go back there. You know, that thing was broken a long time ago, and in order for us to move forward in that, we have to continue to support one another. Listen, we are the only race of people that got the biggest hate among ourselves than anybody could ever have for us. We sit up and listen. We can, and I'm gonna go in here. We walk in church every Sunday morning, sitting back, looking at each other from head to toe. I don't know who she thinks she is wearing that right there. And I'm talking about the women, not the brothers. So let me talk about the brothers here. The men of the church. Let me tell you about them. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm gonna talk about some of them now. I'm gonna talk. Boy, talking about the ones I know, I might need to go outside and do this show. I'm in my church hall, so y'all ain't gonna get me. Listen, forget that. Listen, we break a chain. Listen, the men of God, the men of God are going to have to stand up and take their rightful places. I'm going to say it like that. That's the best way to say it without being offensive. That's the best way to say it to be empowering. In my statement, we have to stand up and take our rightful places in the home, in the church, in the community, in this city, in this state, in this country, and in this world. Until that happens, all of the problems that we're seeing going on will continue to go on. Because for number one, no offense to my sisters, Y'all were not created to carry that type of burden on you. That's not in the scriptures. We were made equal, but we all got our rightful places. We got our rightful places. And until we as men, listen, there are a lot of men, and I'm not going to say men, I'm going to say males walking around trying to be females, and there are a lot of females walking around trying to be males. I'm going to say this openly and publicly. There's nothing that a female can do to up top of what a male can do, period. There's nothing that you could do that I could do that you were created to do. Let me put it that way, that you were created to do. Now, you could go out and get the top job, and I could still be the little cleanup man. That's all right. But what God created me to do, you can't do. And what God created you to do, I will never be able to do. I'll never be able to bring a child into this world. When you see a man pregnant, we got a problem because you will never see it. So we won't have that problem, okay? Seeing a woman to – let's move on. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Because, listen, you get my point. So all I'm saying is that there's a lot of homosexuality in this world today, and it needs to be addressed. So talking that up, that's our next topic. That's the next thing. What's going on with that? Why do we see that so much? I don't care who jump in on that first. I just want to know what's going on with that. Because I know every last one of you, hold on. I know every last one of us sitting here, every last one of us sitting here, see that issue every day. Speak on it.
I feel like
I don't know why the I don't understand it. I know some people who vacant, I guess. I don't know. But some people do it because they feel like they get rejected by that same race. So they go switch over and like maybe I can be loved by this sex, whatever like that. Gender, I'm sorry. By this sex, whatever like that. And it's just I don't know what they do.
I feel like
I mean, it could be a thing, but I know sometimes it's because of rejection of the same gender, and they think, oh, well, maybe I should do this. And I just, you know what, I don't need a lot of stuff on it.
I feel like one.
So,
go ahead, man.
I feel like one reason that, right now is because I feel like they're trying to make this race extinct. That's one reason. You know, it's being promoted so heavily, you know, to try to make this race extinct. Like you said, a man can't have a race, and a woman, you know, whatever. So I feel like that's one reason to make this race extinct.
So hold on a second. So you say to make this race extinct. Why do you feel that they're trying to do that?
Because they know the power that we have.
That's all I wanted to hear. All right then. Yes, sir. Hold on right there.
Well, just like what Willie said, I feel like they're trying to make our race extinct because they know that we're the more dominant one. You know what I'm saying? Just like this book I was reading called The Ice Paper.
Yep.
Yeah. And it breaks down how we're the more dominant. You know, they're afraid of us because our race is more powerful. You know what I'm saying? We have the most dominant race, so they try to put an end to our race simply because of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Dr. Bell.
Okay, so one reason I feel like this is kind of getting promoted because here's the thing everywhere, like on the news and stuff, and this especially is happening at my school, but kids are seeing it on news and on TV, and they're saying, like, oh, well, I want to do that. I want to experiment. I want to try this out. And so they're trying it out. And then most people at my school, sometimes they end up getting in trouble for this, but even though it's complicated to me because I don't get why you would go and do that because God made you what he wanted you to be. If he made you a boy, he wanted you to be a boy or a man. That's what he wanted you to be.
And then, I lost my train of thought.
It's all right, Doc.
That's your new nickname, Dr. Bell. Dr. Ray Bell. She, listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Breaking Chains with Rodden Apple. We're here tonight with our young people, and we're having a ball with them, too, I tell you. Hang on. If you want to talk to us, 858-357-9137. If you just want to listen live, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. I'm Reverend Roderick Williams. Good evening. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apple on YAT Radio.
I think I'm ready to do this, man. Let us pray. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block. Them boys rolled up on them with that sword on. They hit him, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in the eyes when you tell her that her daddy dead and gonna be dying? And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. And the gas people come in the mall to feel that anger building looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job. But your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack to seem like problem solved. But that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin. Cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return we learn to be our brother's keeper. Our auntie, sister, cousins, and mother's keeper. But why you think the hood dog is called the trap? So who the mice? Cause it's designed to do that. Keep us proud. The whole thing's to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. For the homies, can't believe that I'ma spend my years without the homie. Now I'm looking down on him like I'ma ride for your homie. Can't look at his mother cuz she's so broken now. Everything over and we start smoking and we start drinking cuz that's how we coping. Now we riding down they block with minivan doors open. Bruh, I know that lie. They said you cuz they said me the same thing. That's why I'm here to testify. Cause I know the pain to see your homie.
We blind.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains with Al Youth. It's the Rotten Apples with Young Adult Talk. Good evening. I'm Reverend Roderick Williams, pastor and teacher. And I tell you what, we're having a great time tonight. It's our first night bringing our youth together to talk about issues that concern them. And we're definitely listening to our youth. This is something that we will have going on every week. So if you want to get involved, send us an email at youngadultstalk. info@youngadultstalk.org, and we'd be happy to hear from you, or youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Welcome back to everybody. Our young people are live, and we are in living color. I'm not going to tell you our location because I don't need you running down. If you don't have an invitation, you're too late. So we're in a private location right now, and we're having some serious open dialogue. So let's jump on back in. I like to talk about our youth identity, and it was something that you brought up earlier, and about our self-identity and our self-worth. And when the first person I want to go to before I get into that, I like to ask Deacon Derek Brown, because he's the superintendent of our Sunday school, but he brought up a valid point while we were off the mic. And, Deke, I want you to talk on that, what you just brought to my attention and what we were discussing off the mic.
Before we went to break, a young man said that homosexuality is designed, or is being designed to, or promoted so that it would destroy, you know, our race. And then I heard Ray pretty much back up that same comment. And I just want to go further than that. It's not just our race, it's the human race, period. Because that stands in the face of what God made man and woman to do. God made man and woman so that they would populate the earth. And when we're not populating the earth, we're killing ourselves. And it doesn't matter what race we are. And all we're doing is telling God, you know, we're coming out of those, and God. And after a while, it'll be just like the Roman Empire. It's going to explode. It's going to implode. It's going to be. We're going to destroy. It's going to. It's going to destroy itself from the inside out instead of outside in.
Amen. Amen. I think that that's what's. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of that is happening in our society today anyway. Because if you look around the world, there are a lot of things that are going on in other countries that we don't really see on that level, but we're having the same issues right here in America. We're seeing things that are destroying itself from the inside out. And the thing about it is that we have to reverse this curse, because one thing about it is the things that are written in the Bible, we can't do anything to go against God's word. What God has already said is going to come to pass. The thing about it is that what do you do until those things come to pass? What will you do? Because one thing about it, when Christ told the disciples to go out and make disciples of all people, all nations, that's your opportunity right there to get on your job. The song says to get on your grind. Because one thing about it that we don't do, that we need to do, is that we need to start showing love again. Don't nobody love nobody no more. You know, do y'all understand what love is and what love does? You know, it was something that Ms. Irene Ware used to say back in the day. Love is what love does. Everybody's heard that. So here's the thing. You got to understand what love is to understand what love does and what love can do. What it says is in John 3:16, it actually tells us what love is. For Christ so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe should not perish but have everlasting life, right? So we know that. So how do we need to show love? You got something to say, so jump in, bro. All
right, so with that being said, John 3:16 is basically saying that love is sacrifice, really.
All right.
That's good. That's it. Just love and sacrifice.
All right.
Because he sacrificed. Well, Jesus sacrificed his life for us, so that was love.
Amen.
So
we kind of like want us to make sacrifices to do the right thing.
That's right.
So it all falls into place.
It does. Because he died for us, so you know what? We should be the light, because the scriptures say that we are the light of the earth. We're the salt of the earth. We're supposed to shine. We're supposed to let His glory shine through us. But greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So that means that we represent Christ on this earth, because He said that when He leaves, we'll be able to do greater works than Him. So listen, I always say this, man, is that if we were given that type of power, why do we waste it?
It's like we kind of afraid, you know what I'm saying? We don't think that we can hold that much power.
However, he said that he didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
That's in the scripture.
But some people don't know that, though.
So here you are, a young man, I'm listening to you, but you know that, though, right?
Yeah.
So that means that you have to share that with someone else.
And that's part of the word.
That's part of the word. Because each one does each one. Yes, who is? Oh, well, you could have just jumped. He said, we said it. So the thing is that, you know, I'm loving this dialogue, because it takes a small group sometimes to do large things, to do great things in the earth. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was one man that had 12 disciples and one crook. There was an old crooked one in there, but he was among the 12. So they did great things in the earth. So if you look around you, look how many are in here right now. So that means that you need to do great things in the earth, even at your young age, because Jesus was only 12 when he started. He's doing great things in the earth. Hold on a second. Go ahead, Josh.
Watching videos on YouTube. Because they act the same way they act to appeal to people. So basically, that's why they act the way they act, trying to be trying to be smart game. And they don't realize what's trying to actually do, the stuff they did. So they don't realize
what they're supposed to. Okay, that's good point.
Okay, so my question is, I've always been told to, like, spread the word of, like, God and, like, what you're supposed to do if you're a child of God. But I've always wondered, what is a way to spread that word? Because I know that's not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to really do that within school, because everyone else, there's a lot of different, like, people with different religions in my school, and I feel like I would offend people if I actually did that. But, like, I want to know, what is a way that I can spread that word and, like, spread the right thing to others?
I want to, what's your name?
Ray.
I can tell.
I feel like it can be anything that you say or anything that you do, it shouldn't be forced. You know what I'm saying? Just let it flow. When you see opportunity, seize the moment. You know, when you see the opportunity that you have a kid in class that's maybe going through something, or it's the time for you to say that, or, you know, what you learned in church, or what we're talking about right now, and the conversation comes up, then that is the time for you to say, hey, we had a podcast the other night, and we were talking about this, and I learned this, and, you know, maybe next time you should come. Maybe you should come to my church, you know. So, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, then that's the time for you to say it. But in school, you can say whatever you want, because you have freedom of speech. Okay? So, you know, the teachers may not be able to talk to y'all about God, but you can say whatever you want. You can stand in front of the class and, you know, say whatever you want. Okay?
That's good. That's good. I like that. So you know, I forgot exactly what year it was when they actually took the prayer and everything out of the schools. It's been a minute. Huh? It won 69. But they said 69. But we were still praying. I was born in 68. So when I was in school, what was it?
75, 76?
Okay.
So I knew, listen, one thing that I do know is that when you take God out of something and remove God from the equation, you're actually opening the door to the devil. Because when you remove God, the devil's going to come in. Because he's going to stir up confusion. The scriptures say, where there's confusion, God is not present. So if you're caught up in a situation where there's confusion about something, argument, you know, I'm not going to say debates because everybody had debates. But when you got major problems going on and there's no bigger person to stand up and say, listen, we're going to fix this, my suggestion is that's a situation we need to walk away from. That's the situation we need to walk away from because God is not present in that situation. So here's something for you. Are you afraid to acknowledge that you are a follower of Christ?
Nobody.
So if you're not afraid to acknowledge that you are a follower of Christ, what makes you afraid to use the power that you have through Christ?
She won't hesitate to call someone out if she believes that.
Yeah.
So, what kind of makes me afraid? I know I shouldn't be afraid, but I am. Because I'm just afraid mostly just to get in trouble at school. Because I'm not trying to be stupid. I need my education. So, that's kind of why I'm scared of. I know I shouldn't be scared of it.
Life at a certain stage, I feel that I failed the young people because I feel that I could have done more to help the young people out of the situations that are going on. I feel that there's something I can do to curtail the black-on-black violence that our young men are dealing with. I feel that there's more that I could do as a black man to educate young men to become a better man, to become a gentleman. To allow them to understand their abilities and what they need to do in this earth and the power that they have. You said tonight that sometimes the fear of the power that you have can overtake you. So I need to be one of the ones that step up to the plate to say, you know what, guess what? I'm going to do something better to help to educate the young people so they won't have to go through these problems anymore. That maybe you don't have to face being frowned upon and not knowing how to deal with it. Nah, seeing you as a young lady, a man calling you out of your name and knowing that that's not who you are, but how to better deal with it than to take yourself out of your character and to be able to stay in your proper place. Because, you know, we as adults, we love to shut y'all down. We love to try to tell y'all what you don't know because you ain't been on this earth long enough. Let me tell you something. I learn something new every day. So you never get too old to learn nothing. And this is not to say nothing against no parents. I'm a parent. But I will say this, that until parents learn to be parents to their children and not their best friends, we will have problems in this earth. Okay? So y'all points, man. Let me shut this thing right here. Your parents want to get to the over there. It helps, sir. So, I hit a nerve. So all I'm saying is that we as adults, it's time for us to step up to the plate. See, we love to do a lot of talking, but do we put some action with the talking? Because, you know, old thing is that, you know what I'm saying, faith without works is dead. But guess what? Works without the faith is dead, and works without faith is dead, and faith without works is dead. It all dead. Because if there is no faith, because the scriptures say it is impossible to please God without faith. If you ain't got no faith, I don't know what you tell you to go do. I think you need to just fall on your face and go into some serious fasting and some praying and just get it right. And I'm going to tell you something else that folks be lying to y'all about. Ain't no such thing as staying prayed up, because you can never stay prayed up. Because the scriptures, listen, I had to bring that out, D. I had to say that, because I know everybody hear that. You better stay prayed up. What does that mean? It don't mean nothing. There's no merit to it. Because the scriptures say, pray without ceasing. That means that you're on continuous prayer mode. And young people, pray about anything, no matter what it is. It could be the smallest thing to the Lord. Pray about everything. It don't matter what it is. Don't let nothing overpower you. Take it from somebody been there. Don't let it overpower you, because it has, I've seen it. It has no power. It has no presence. It has nothing. Because guess what? If y'all believe this or not, Satan ain't got no power. If somebody, if you believe that, need to read the scriptures. The devil ain't got no power. Because if you remember, it said that Jesus got up, rose from the grave, when it defeated hell. When you defeat hell, that means that you put him out of his misery. So, you know what I'm saying? Another thing, when Satan was cast down to the earth, he was cast down to his belly. So that means he's crawling. He under your feet. So keep it there. You are powerful people. You are anointed, and you are strong. And I need you to believe that. So, I'm going to start from the back, work my way around, because Joshua won't going to fall off if we just keep it up any longer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you asked them how can y'all help them? How can y'all help the kids? Well, I'm in a mentoring class across the street, and I thought y'all can have, like, a little mentoring class for boys and girls.
Because I learned
a lot of things,
and being a teacher, I learned how to treat a woman in a better way. Okay. All right. Go ahead, man. Yeah. How can y'all step up, but also how can we step up and help y'all?
For our generation, it's kind of been something that would be if our generation step up, it can help theirs, and make theirs better. And so, that's about it for the older people.
All right. right. Well, we're looking for you to help put them seminars together then, buddy. We're going to be waiting on you. Next seminar. You go ahead and plan our next event for next Friday. That one's on you. Go ahead, Rebel.
Okay, so one thing I think that us, like, as kids, as a youth, that we can do is just make sure parents inform their children about what is happening today in the world. People usually try to blind their children from what is happening and not really tell them, but they need to be informed. Because what happens today will plan what will happen when they're adults and when they're whatever word I'm looking for. But anyways, they need to tell them about the events that are happening at D.C., the White House, with war and all the different stuff that's happening today. I feel like, and they also should tell the children what God wants them to do and what they shall do, like how they should pray and how they should be children of God at all times. And I feel like more youth, and I feel like adults should get their youth to come to church more often, too.
Okay. You tearing up my book over there. So, you need to call her by Dr. Bell. All right. So our next person, final comment, young man.
Well, I feel like they both said one way for the young people to improve this generation is to, you know, do more things like this and let your friends know, use the social media outlets that we are always on to, you know, promote things like this. You know, we promote other parties and event activities, so why not use, you know, a platform of social media to promote something positive like this? And with the adults, I feel like, you know, just give us a platform like this to be able to talk and, you know, talk back and forth, you know, to you about how you feel and, you know, things that's going on in our generation.
I got that. That's good. Go ahead.
I believe the way that the adults can help children is by spending time. Because if you notice the things that are going on right now, it appears from a cycle. When children are abandoned, they run off to find comfort somewhere else. A lot of times they run off to the wrong place. And then where they run raises them, and they become a product of their environment. Therefore, if you want to stop black-on-black crime, domestic violence, and all this other stuff, I feel like a lot of parents, and sometimes you don't even have to be a parent, other adults should step up and take on the child that they see going in the wrong direction. Because last week or the week before, I did something that no one should ever see, and I actually saw somebody die. I witnessed a murder, and I feel like that could have been stopped. But the world is driven by hate. No one loves anyone anymore. A man got killed for bumping somebody's car.
Wow. And you're right. You should never experience that. None of us should have to experience that, but unfortunately, we do. So, your final comment? Tito, y'all, you can come back to me. Your final comment? No comment? Final comment? Final comments? Final comments, man? Yeah. Need to hear from you.
Oh, we were talking about how to spread the word about God. And, you know, you said this, you don't necessarily have to say anything, but I was always taught to be an example, and we should always let our light shine. You know, like, people should always see God in us. Even if you at school, they still want to know what she do, you know, outside of school. Like, why she so happy? Why, you know, why she so positive? So just be an example, and other people will draw to you, and then you can draw them to Christ. And then another way, and y'all were talking about changing the stereotypes that are put against us. Well, just for one example, you can go and get an education, a higher education, and not just anywhere, but support your historically black colleges and universities. That's the place where you can learn how to present yourself as a young black person, an educated black person, and you can go into these different professional realms and, you know, present yourself well. And then when they see you doing it, they'll think there are more people out there like you, and that we're all not thugs and gang members and thieves and things like that. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Anybody else got a final comment? You ready?
Oh, that was good, man.
I just want to say one of my final comments is that I feel like it'll make it a lot better if people understand children and teens these days understand when growing up too that the only person you have to please, the only person that you should follow, the only person's opinion that should mean something to you is God. As long as, you know, you're pleasing him, you're doing what he wants you to do, I feel like it'll be so much better. Stop trying to follow other human things and follow who made you, who's telling you what you should do, who can take you places. That's it.
That's it. Go ahead.
I just feel like, and this is actually a statement that I say a lot. I usually tell people that I associate myself with not to conform to society. So I guess I can actually speak on it now. When I say that, it basically means don't let other people control what you do. Don't conform to what you think is right or what people tell you is right. So I feel like if everybody stands in that in itself and they have God next to them, then anything is possible, and then, you know, you'll be good.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. Anybody else got a final comment? All right. Ma'am.
Take your phone off mute.
Are you on mute? Okay.
I found out as losing a son to violence that I learned that we, as parents, we need to pay our kids more attention, like she just said. If we don't pay our kids more attention, they're going to find something out there somewhere else. So I learned how to take the good with the bad. You know, we don't want to lose you guys. And y'all all is worthy of life. So y'all keep that in mind. So I want to tell parents, please pay your baby some attention. You know, if there's nothing out in the street, guns, violence, ain't got no answer to it. No name on it. So I just tell parents, you know, please love on your children. Spend a lot of time with them. You know, don't take for 5-10 minutes to sit down with them and say, hey, how was your day? You know, what you do today? And what I can I help you today? You know, so that's all I wanted to say.
Deacon Brown? Nothing. All right. So I got something for you to do, though, Deke, if you don't mind. If you can pray us out of here, and we're going to play a song and get on out. So you close us out, sir, with prayer. We thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You check them out again next week. Our young people be live again, 858-357-9137. Write the number down. Put it in your phone and lock it in so you can call in and talk to them. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. This is Young Adults Talk, Reverend Roderick Williams, and we're breaking chains.
Let's pray. Father, we're grateful that you have allowed us to assemble once again in your presence. You've heard of the voice of our young people. Lord, help us as parents and mentors and guides and leaders to be better examples for them to follow. Help us as leaders to conform ourselves to the mind of Christ so that they will follow. Lord, protect our children. Put in them, through us, the right things to say and do. Lord, we just need your guiding hand as we go to and fro. Because there are senseless things going on that no one should ever be a witness to. Heal broken hearts. men, wounded spirits. Unite us in Christ Jesus. And we thank you. And we will glorify you and give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apple on YAT Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Down out the sky, man.
That'll be some good
news,
right?
He came rocking up.
That's what it sounded like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time, I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me for some rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live pretty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope. But he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets. Give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real. How they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. You ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
You've been listening to Breaking Chain with the Rotten Apple on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.